This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, tonight the 27th night of Ramadan. And while there's no 100% clear indication which night is the night of Laylatul Qadr, if there were to be a specific night, it would be the 27th night of Ramadan. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi who used to lead. So we all know that Sayyidina Umar was the one that made the Sahaba stand in Taraweeh in Jama'ah. The Imam was Ubay ibn Ka'b. He was one of the four Sahaba who knew the most about the Quran. And his view, he said, Wallahi, the 27th night is the night in which he witnessed Laylatul Qadr. So, lots of importance in this evening. This night, if you were to put all your eggs in one basket, don't do that, but if you have to, then this is the night to put extra effort in, to go a little bit more, to give another half an hour of recitation, of standing, of dua. This is that night when Allah, this could be that night when Allah and the angels and Jibreel descend to this dunya. This could be that night that is greater than 1,000 months of ibadah. 1,000 months of ibadah. Like we said so many times, and just for us to understand, if you take your monthly salary, even if it's a very low salary, like 1,000 rand, you times it by 1,000, it's 1,000,000 rand. Your boss tells you, come in and work this one night, and I'll give you 1,000,000 rand. How would we work this evening? From now until 6 o'clock, we've got, 9 hours. That's how much time between us and Jannah and Jahannam. We'll be talking about Jannah and Jahannam in our talk, inshaAllah. This night could be that tipping scale between success and failure. May Allah grant us the most of this night. Ameen. If we did not spend this month as we should have, if we were neglectful, or whatever it might have been, remember we have the great news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges how a deed is done, the way we end it. So we've got 3 nights left. Let's end it off as best we can, in the perfect possible way. And then may Allah judge the entire Ramadan based on those 3 nights. One person asked, how is it that Jibreel comes down in Laylatul Qadr? Does he come down here and then it is late night in America and then Australia? Remember, the laws of physics apply to us, it doesn't apply to Jibreel, right? And also remember, just as it's night now in Australia, when they look up in the sky, they see the moon. When we look up in the sky, we see that same moon, both here and in Australia. So this is beyond our understanding, but understand that Jibreel, Allah says, يَوْمَ يَكُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَ. The Malaika and Jibreel will descend on the night of Laylatul Qadr, this holy night. They will come to the earth. That is how pious and holy. And there is salam, peace, complete amnesty. All sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven on that night. So this is the night to the opportunity. The ulama mentioned that if the people of the grave were to ask, what would you hope for? They would hope for one day of Ramadan. One extra day of Ramadan. That's one extra night of Ramadan. So let's not lose it. Ameen. We will conclude, inshallah, the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. And if you understand the journey that we've come on, that we began with the people of the cave and we continued on our journey with a man with the two gardens. We spoke about Iblis and the test of life, beginning and the end. We spoke about Musa and Khidr alayhi salam and Dhul Qarnayn. And then we ended when Allah mentioned the end of times, when the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released and the trumpet will be blown. Now we continue. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. The day when the trumpet is blown and all of us will stand up. This is the day all of us will come out of our graves. On that day, Allah says, He will make Jahannam in plain view. Jahannam will be brought forward on the day of Qiyamah. And we will stand and we will see Jahannam. And as the Quran mentions, we will hear its scream. Jahannam will roar. It will shout. We will hear Jahannam. And the people, we will be in, all of us, subhanAllah, it's not them, it's us. We will be in complete despair that Jahannam is in plain view, not knowing, am I going to Jahannam or not, but you will see the terrors of it. Who are those who Allah says He'll bring it before those who disbelieved? الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنِهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ أَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. That Allah says their eyes were covered from my dhikr and their ears were closed up. Now sometimes we think this applies to the non-believers, the non-Muslims. No. We had a surah that told us about how to use our youth, how to use our wealth, how to use our knowledge, how to use our power, how to use our blessings, our children and our al-malu wal-banoon, that our children and our wealth is the beautifying things of this dunya. What are we going to do with it? So Allah says, I now gave you my dhikr, I gave you my ayat. You've heard it for 1 month. What are you going to do with it? For those who just heard it and it did not change them, then this ayah, we subhanAllah, we might fall into this, that their eyes and their ears were completely blocked off. It did not penetrate. Then Allah says, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something very important. There was a theme, there was a motif throughout the surah. They were great people. They were awliya. The people of the cave, awliya. Khidr, Musa, awliya. Dhulqarnain, awali. So Allah began by saying, do you think you can take my awliya as gods besides me? What do people worship? They worship Isa alayhi salam. They worship pious people, kramats, awliya. So Allah says, do you really think that you will take my slaves, my servants, as awliya, as gods, as protectors besides me? Remember Allah began by saying, وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Allah says, I'm warning you, don't exaggerate when it comes to pious people. They are those of us who are sincere, and we love, and we want to do good, but we go extreme and overboard, in particular, pious people. إِنَّا عَتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ الْكَافِرِينَ نُزُولًا. For them, we prepare Jahannam as a nuzula, meaning an entertainment. That's where they are going to be left in the fires of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Now Allah says this question, and listen to this, is very, very scary. Kul hal nunabbiukum bil akhsarina a'mala. Should I not tell you who are the biggest losers on Qiyamah? The biggest loser is not the criminal, not the tyrant. Why? Because he enjoyed his dunya. He enjoyed his dunya, so he knows what's going to get in the akhirah. But Allah says, there are people who will have the biggest loss of all. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. They spend their whole life in effort, in worship, for the wrong things. And they thought they were doing good deeds. So when they come to Qiyamah, Allah says, you have nothing. All this worship, all this prayer, not for Allah, for His awliya, for other slaves besides Allah. So now, all of it is nothing. They have zero on the day of Qiyamah. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. That ultimately they disbelieve. They didn't do it for the sake of Allah. بِآيَاتِنَا. They didn't listen to the ayat of Rabbihim, their Lord. وَلِقَاءَ حَبِطَتْ. And they disbelieved in this meeting. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمَ لَهُمْ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. So on the day of Qiyamah, their scales will be completely empty. What is this saying to us? That when we worship Allah, when we devote ourselves, it must be done on knowledge, it must be done sincerely with knowledge. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ جَهَنَّمَ كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِ وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. This is because, this is the reward, the result of them disbelieving in my ayat, and they took my messengers as mockery. They were given now. Now remember, this surah was a question, they asked the question, they got the answer. Right? They asked the question, here you have the answer, what do you do with this message? Allah says, if you don't do anything with it, then ultimately, it was just a joke for you. It was just mockery. Now, we have to always check ourselves. How much good deeds we are doing? Is it really correct? Is it done sincerely for the sake of Allah? Are we prepared when we stand with Allah that it's going to count for something? And it's a very scary prospect. And that's why we need to think. Our ibadah, we balance it between two things. Fear and hope. Now as you've recited through the Quran this month, you will have noticed that every time Allah mentions punishment, He mentions reward. Every time He mentions His anger, He mentions His forgiveness. And as we go towards the end of this month, we should always lean towards the mercy of Allah. We should be hopeful. We should think of those hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, says that even if you come to Allah with a world filled with sin, but you didn't commit shirk, then Allah will forgive all your sins. He will come to you with a world filled with mercy. Hassan al-Basri said, if you really understood the mercy of Allah, you would be more happier the fact that Allah is judging you and not your own mother. Now if we knew our own mothers were going to judge us, mommy will never send me to Jahannam. Allah is even less likely to send you to Jahannam. That beautiful hadith where a lady thought she had lost her child, and it was in the middle of a battle, and she was screaming frantically looking for her child, and then she found her child in the middle of the battle, and she picks up this child and she clings onto her son. Now you can imagine the scene, the mother holding her child. So the Prophet says to the Sahaba, can you ever imagine this lady throwing her child in the fire? They said, no, it's impossible. So the Prophet said, Allah is even more reluctant to punish anyone in Jahannam. Allah is even more merciful than that. But we obviously have a line which we should not cross. So Allah says, those who did not listen to the ayat. You've been given the reminders. This surah is a miracle and you do not listen and you do not change. But as for those who believe, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those of us who still listen to the surah and we've heard the message and it's affected our hearts and it will reflect in our actions, and Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the believers, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do good deeds. Always, you will have belief with action, belief with effort. You cannot say, I don't make salah, I don't do anything, but my heart is clean. No, your actions is an indication of your belief. Your limbs and your tongue and your eyes, these are the things that testify what's in the heart. The more good you do, the stronger your iman is. So Allah says, those who believe and do good deeds, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزَلًا, for them, they will be given جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ as a place of enjoyment and entertainment. And we said, what is this جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ? جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ is the highest level of Jannah. It is the top Jannah. It is the Jannah where the only thing above it is the Arsh of Allah. Nothing above that. And here, subhanAllah, Allah says, for those who do believe and do good deeds, they'll get Jannat al-Firdaus. But isn't that everybody? They're going to get Jannat, gardens in Firdaus. Gardens inside this place of Firdaus. Meaning, you know what you do during this month of Ramadan? Even the greatest of awliya do not fast continuously for 30 days. They do not spend the whole night in salah and ibadah, even in taraweeh. What you have done and accomplished during this month, if this was your life, you would have the highest level of being an awliya. You have experienced what it's like. There's no secrets. Allah is saying there's no shortcuts. There's no hidden knowledge. The people that will get the highest Jannat al-Firdaus, they do exactly what we do. They're just more consistent in it. And they're just more sincere in it. It's not that they spend every day in fasting and every day in tahajjud. They just do a half an hour of tahajjud. They don't spend all the time feeding people like we do now. But they feed one person a day maybe. Subhanallah. So Allah says this Jannat al-Firdaus, this highest place in Jannah, is accessible to everybody. All you need to do is believe correctly. And you need to do some good deeds consistently. We also mention here that even if we don't achieve, and I know I've mentioned this hadith so many times, and this is the motivation for me, I hope it's the motivation for you, that Jannat al-Firdaus, even if you're not, so that's the highest category, that's the, as I said, bishop's court of Jannah. That's the top Jannah. There's no place better than Firdaus. Right? Firdaus is the highest level of Jannah. There are other levels, and whichever level we get, walhamdulillah. But everybody will visit Jannat al-Firdaus at least once a week. We know that beautiful hadith, that every Friday, all the people of Jannah will be gathered to Jannat al-Firdaus. All of us, if we enter Jannah, ameen, even if we're not a resident of Firdaus, we'll be admitted once a week on the day of Jumu'ah in Jannat al-Firdaus. We will sit under the throne of Allah, and Allah Himself will give a khutbah. He will speak to us and He will say to the people of Jannah every week, how have you found this Jannah? How have you found your Jannah? Is there anything more that you want? And the people will say, alhamdulillah, we have everything. There's nothing more we can want. So Allah will say, but I want to give you something more, something better than Jannah. What can be better than this Jannah? Then Allah will say, I will give you something that no one else has ever experienced. And Allah will remove that veil, that covering between us and Him, and we will see Allah directly in Jannat al-Firdaus. So this is the thing that we need to work for. Who knows, this night, these 9 hours, may be our chance to guarantee our plot in Jannat al-Firdaus. These 9 hours may be that distance between us and Jannat al-Firdaus. So Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, once you enter it, لا يبغون عنها حولا, never ever will you desire to leave it. You will never ever get bored of it. You know every blessing. Your brand new car, you love it. After 2 weeks, something better comes out, and then you want something better. Your house, no matter how much you love it, you're going to see a better house, you're going to want it more. Your wife, no, you're always going to love your wife, right? More and more and more. That doesn't count. But Jannat al-Firdaus, once you're inside Jannat al-Firdaus, you will never want to leave it. There will be constantly something new every day to entertain you. Something new to explore. Some new thing to see. As we said, the one thing that is not in Jannah is sleep. You will not have sleep in Jannah. Why? Because the sleep, you have infinite time, but you're not going to have enough time to experience all the joys of Jannah. You're not going to have time to sleep, because even though you're there for infinity, sleep is going to be a waste of time. There's too much fun to be had. So Allah says, you will never ever get bored in Jannah. 9 hours for that. 9 hours of ibadah tonight. And the 3 days that remains of Ramadan, for that, that's Allah's giving us this balance. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنَّا حِوَلًا. Forever and ever, eternally they'll be there. Never will they come out, never will they want to come out. Now Allah concludes as He began the surah. Allah began with the Quran, and He concludes with the Quran. Allah says, now I've given you the surah. كُلَّوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Say that if the oceans were ink, and we were to write using this ink, then the oceans would run dry before the words of Allah would be exhausted, even if you were to bring another ocean like it. The Yahud asked for two stories, they got this whole surah as a response. Kul innama, now Allah is again saying, and this is about exaggeration and worshipping others besides Allah. Kul innama, to the Prophet, ana bashar mithlukum, I am a human being but like you. I eat like you eat, I sleep like you sleep, I get hungry, I get tired. I am just a human, I'm but a human being, mithlukum, like you, except that Allah has given me wahi, He's given me revelation. أَنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٍ. This is the message of Islam. This is what we live on, this is what we die on, this is everything. That there is none worthy of worship but Allah. That there is no ilah other than Allah. He has not taken a son, He has not taken a partner. There are no other awliya besides Him. There are no powers. Even Dhul Qarnayn is a slave. Even Hidr with all his knowledge, he's only gotten that from Allah. Don't exaggerate the creations of Allah. So Allah says, say Muhammad, I am but a servant, I am but a creation of Allah. Except that Allah has given me wahi. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. This is the bottom line. At the end of the surah, this is what it comes down to. Allah says, whoever of you hopes to meet me, you want to meet Allah, and we all want to meet you, Ya Allah, then just do two things. فَلْيَعْمَلْ أَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا. And do not commit shirk with Allah ever. Two things, He says. Worship Allah sincerely, worship Him alone. And صَالِحًا meaning quickly. Worship Allah sincerely for His sake, only to Him, and follow the sunnah in the way you do it. You got the perfect example. Don't change the way we worship. It comes down to how we worship is how we're going to be at the end of the day. Follow the sunnah correctly and be sincere in your ibadah. And Allah says, this is guaranteed, you will meet me on Qiyamah. You will meet me in Jannah. Just do that. Sincerely for me, and it will be in accordance with the sunnah, and you have guaranteed Jannah. That's it. That's all that counts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. Amen. That this surah may penetrate our hearts. May Allah guide us that we've learned from this lessons, that He's shown us His signs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to follow it. May Allah accept from us our fasting, our standing. May Allah grant us the strength to achieve all the blessings that remains of this month. Grant us forgiveness for we fell short. May all of us have our sins forgiven when we leave this month. May all of us have our sins forgiven. We'll be of those muttaqeen. Ameen. Questions. Last night's questions, we said, what is the name of the Mahdi? His name will be the same name as the Prophet ﷺ, which is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Right? Muhammad, that's the name of Imam al-Mahdi. Then we ended off the last verse of the surah. Allah says, the two elements needed for your ibadah to be correct. The two things that you need to do. Your ibadah, must it be consistently that be done? Must it be exclusively for Allah? Must it be done secretly? Or must it be done according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? So the answer here, there's two answers. If those two things are there, the ibadah is accepted. If not, then it's not accepted. The two elements of ibadah. You can once again, you can visit the website, and then just a message that Eid will be on Friday, inshallah, and we are planning to have an Idgah here in the Bukab. We're still waiting for the permit from the council, but inshallah, it will be in Wales Street. We'll just keep you updated for that. Fitra, 40 rand, please. You have only a few days. Please, before Thursday, try to give the fitra to Buddha Talib and the fidya as well. Of what? Wednesday night, cut-off night. We need to buy, obviously, parcels and give this to the poor people. So please, your fitra and your fidya. The Qiyamul Layl will continue up until the 29th night, including the 29th night. And then the Maharajan, of course, for those who would like to feed the people. A family, perhaps, 3,000 rand for a pot of food, inshallah. We will just conclude with... we'll just conclude, inshallah, to give thanks to our three khufa that have led us through the month of Ramadan. Wafiq, Abdullah and Yasin. They've come from far, and they've spent with us these evenings every night. They were leading us in salah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them and from us. They've made the taraweeh quite easy. They never let us down. Some nights, subhanallah, Wafiq was a machine. He has through 20 rak'ahs on his own. All of them young men. Yasin is still in his honeymoon phase. He's just recently married, but subhanallah, he came here. Abdullah just has, still very young kids and dealing with his, the 62nd. Second, mashallah, right? Oh, you only found out on Friday, mashallah. Du'as are powerful in Ramadan. So, these young men, they've done a lot for us, and just a token of our appreciation from Buran al-Islam. They've been many years with us, and may Allah grant them to continue to be with us throughout. Many, many ameen. Jazakallah khair. Yes. Talib will just present a little gift token of appreciation. And your du'as as the jama'ah is even, the best gift that we could give.